This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
Thank you. Hello there, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Zarmond here. Today's show is episode 37. It's the second part of our In Case You Missed It series. And, well, in case you missed it, the first episode was two episodes ago. And we have, I believe, a total of 6 episodes in the whole series. And what the series is, if you didn't listen to the last one, I just want to recap. Basically, our podcast, we play a lot of stuff that fall under the umbrella of post-rock. I mean, we veer off into tangents and we have ambient stuff, electronic stuff, modern classical stuff, some stuff that with vocal, some stuff without, and, you know, we just throw a lot of things together. But in the process, we generally play shorter songs because we want to pack in as many songs as possible, kind of give it a radio feeling or whatever, radio atmosphere. In the process of doing that, we skip out on a lot of long tracks because, well, you play a 15-minute track and, well, there goes a third of your show. The In Case You Missed It series is basically dedicated to long-form post-rock songs, and a lot of them are of the epic variety of build-ups and crescendos and just rocking out and stuff like that. And each show of the In Case You Missed It series is basically kind of has a sonic theme. The first episode of the series where it was I don't know, I kind of had some jazzy instruments to it. Some of the songs had a frenetic pace, like the Squeak song and the Sergeant song. There's 4 songs in that episode, and they're all about 10 to 12 minutes long. Well, today's episode is kind of, I guess, it's the episode of the epics. And basically, we have 4 songs in today's show. The first song was 11 minutes that you just heard, and we have 2 songs that are 15 minutes each. So today's show is kind of the epics. And the first track that we played was by the Ev Pretoria Report. And if you're very familiar with post-rock, I'm sure you've heard that song. The Ev Pretoria Report has a pretty big following. Their album in 2005 called Golevka was very popular. This song that we played was from that album. The song was called Tahin Kyofusho, I believe. And it has pretty much probably the, I'm not going to say the best, use of vocal samples, or one vocal sample. It's I should have done my research. I think it's the Challenger mission, or one of these space exploratory missions where that blew up, basically, unfortunately, and astronauts died. And the sample that you heard in the song comes from before they took off. I guess they're doing their preparation or something. But anyway, that track is absolutely epic. This episode today has 3 tracks that are probably maybe in my top 10 favorite, if I ever were to create a top 10 favorite post-rock tracks of all time kind of deal. 3 of the tracks in today's show are probably my favorites in that top 10. So basically, today's show has a lot of personal favorites of mine. Obviously, the songs that we play on this show are songs that are favorites of mine. I mean, I just enjoy every song I play. I'm not going to play something that I don't like. But today's show, I guess, is particularly meaningful to me. But anyway, I won't be doing as much talking as I am now, because basically all our blocks are 1 song each, so there isn't much to talk about. There's only 4 songs in total. But again, because there's only 4 songs in total, and because a lot of these songs might be familiar to those of you who are, you know, hardcore post-rock fans, because the material might not be so new to you, we'll be having another podcast 1 week from now instead of 2 weeks from now. So you'll get your material. You'll get stuff to listen to. But yeah, if you're new to post rock, and a lot of people that start off listening to post rock start off with the kind of the epic stuff, you know. What's the first band that you get introduced to? Probably Godspeed or Explosions or Mogwai, which are all on the more epic side. You probably get introduced to Sigur Rós maybe as your first band too, but well, they're kind of epic, but they're more pretty flowery stuff. But anyway, a lot of epics today. If you're a newcomer to post rock, should be an enjoyable show. If you're familiar with all these songs, you probably still should probably enjoy the show. But anyway, I've been rambling too long. This is, what, 5 minutes now? 6 minutes now? The first track, again, was by the Evpatoria Report. It was called Tahin Kyo Fusho, and it was off their album Golevka, which was released in 2005. The Evpatoria Report are also a Swiss band, and I believe they broke up recently, or relatively recently. They had an album out, I guess, I think in 2008 or 9, called Mar, M-A-A-R. But I believe they broke up after that. I could be wrong. You can just MySpace them and figure it out. Anyway, this next song that we're going to play is from a band called Hours to Alibi. It's called Beacons, and it's off their record, Beacons. And yeah, here we go. Here's Beacons by Hours to Alibi. Thank you. right, welcome back. Let's go over what we just played. We played one song right there. It was by Hours to Alibi. It was called Beacons. It's off the record Beacons. And not much else to say. I mean, that was an epic track. It was 15 minutes long. Kind of split up into two halves. The second half is very much just an epic build-up, crescendo and all that good stuff. And it's pretty much a really epic track, just like the first track, the Fpatoria track that we played. And again, today's show is basically the epics. Another thing about these two tracks that we played, and the tracks and basically all the tracks in today's show, they're not only standout tracks on the album, but that album, the albums themselves are really, really good, consistent, full of great tracks. Not many misfires on them, just very well-rounded, good albums that if you are into the instrumental build-up crescendo style post-rock of mainly rock instruments without the, Fpatoria Report had strings and next track has strings, so basically on the big epic side of post-rock. I mean, I would check out these albums. Go and download or buy even Beacons by Hours to Alibi or Golefka by the Fpatoria Report. They're really great. And on that note, we can go to another great song. Probably, I'd say my favorite of the bunch. It's by Johnny 23. The song is called Fall of Swords. It's off the record JXXIII, which is basically Roman numerals for Johnny 23 in a sense. And I played the last 5 minutes of the song in the air show because it's gorgeous. But the song is 15 minutes in its entirety and it's epic. I've been using that word a lot today, but there's no other word that describes it better. And I'll have to say the last 5 minutes of the song is maybe my favorite 5 minutes of music ever. I just love it. Especially, I love listening to it in my car, and it's just these, I don't have particularly good speakers, they're stock speakers in a Kia, so it's nothing special, but I just raise the volume up to 11, and, just get these beautiful swells of bass, and, it's luscious, I love it. Anyway, here's Johnny 23 with Fall of Swords. All right, welcome back. We've played three songs so far, and we've gotten over 40 minutes into the episode with just three tracks. But let's go over what we just played. And it's pointless for me to do this because it's not like we played a lot of tracks. But anyway, Johnny 23, Fall of Swords, off their album JXXIII, which was released same year as Hours to Alibi. And I forget which year it was. I think it was either 2007 or 2008. And I was doing research earlier. I went to their MySpaces, checked if they have any updates. And both of those bands had their latest blog posts or whatever updates were from 2008. So, not a good sign. But hopefully they're still around and making new music and, you know, they churn out a new album. Because both of those guys only have, both of those album bands only have one full-length album. Well, Iris to Alibi had, I guess it was a full-length album, but they used to be like a vocal-led band before they became, and they still use vocals in some of their tracks, but not as heavily as previously. Anyway, we got one track left for you. But before we go into that, I just want to do some clerical things. Because, well, we're not talking too much today. But actually, I've talked quite a bit for only four songs. But anyway, I'd like to mention that we have a Facebook page where we, I guess, we're posting updates. Basically, whenever a new show is up, we post it up on there and stuff like that. So, and you can write whatever you want on the wall or, I don't know. So if you have a Facebook, which most of the world does by now, you can add our group or page or whatever it is. It's Post Rock Paper Scissors, so search for that. That would be cool. We have 24 people so far, which is neat. If you've been listening to this on SoundCloud, we have all our episodes on Mixcloud. You know, it's on Mixcloud. Go and search Post Rock Paper Scissors, or I think the URL is mixcloud.com/babarm87, which is basically my username. I didn't know. I was an idiot, and I didn't make my username Post Rock Paper Scissors. So I have a shitty URL, and I had already uploaded 37 episodes, and I'm like, fuck this, I'm not gonna start a new URL, I mean a new username and upload everything again. So yeah, anyway, so Mixcloud. And lastly, we're on Twitter. So a lot of people tweet these days. I don't really tweet much, but I let you know whenever new podcasts are up, and I guess I post some stuff every now and then. And our Twitter is basically at PRPS. PRPS. It's the initials of Post Rock Paper Scissors. But that's, it's PRPS three times. So PRPS, PRPS, PRPS. And it's probably pretty stupid and people make typos and not a great name, but it's what I came up with because I'm not so bright. Anyway, that's that. Finish off the show. To end it off, we've got the most epic track. Well, I'd like to say it's the most epic track. Clocking in at, I don't even know if this track is 4 minutes long. It's the shortest of all the, other than this track, I think in the whole In Case You Missed It series, we only have one other track under 8 minutes. They're all over 8 minutes, mostly over 10 minutes. But this track is about 4 minutes long. It's by Joy Wants Eternity. It's called You Are the Vertical, You Are the Horizon. It's off their album You Who Pretend to Sleep. And it probably has the catchiest post-rock hook ever written. Yeah, because the build-up, I mean the crescendo or whatever you want to call it, the song, is so freaking short that it just makes you want to play the song over and over and over again just so you can hear it. Anyway, so that's the show. We'll be back next week with another show. Not in Case You Missed It show. All the In Case You Missed It shows are going to be every other show because I don't want to just bombard you with epic post-rock or whatever. But so we'll be back with another style of show next week. And thank you for listening. This is Armand signing off on Post Rock Paper Scissors. I've never done this before. And here's Joy Wants Eternity with You Are the Vertical, You Are the Horizon.